What's up, party people? It's Jasmine Kane. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yo, what's happening? It is a two-wheel thing. Well, what's up, Rod?
What's going on?
Welcome to the mayhem. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
Rod's here. I'm Margaret's here. I'm here. Randy's still feeling a little under the weather. He will be back, though. Okay? He will be back. So welcome to Monday Motorcycle Mayhem Night. It is November 6th, 2017.
Good God, where'd the year go?
I can't believe it.
We just started this in January.
I can't believe it. Which this is the month of my favorite holiday.
Food.
Food day. Happy Thanks Food Day.
I thought you were going to say Veterans Day this weekend.
Oh, well, Veterans Day. Of course you got to thank the vets. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Here you go. But Thanksgiving. Food day. You kind of look like a turkey. Let me see.
Gobble, gobble. I ain't got enough meat on me.
So what's up, Marvin?
Not what's going on.
Here we are. Okay, good night.
We're done. Goodbye.
So what did you do over the weekend, John?
Oh, what did I do over the weekend? What did we do Friday? Friday we went to see Dee Schneider.
How was that?
At Kill Code. Mm-hmm. That was a good show.
At the Paramount?
At the Paramount in Huntington, New York. Really good. But you know what my highlight of the weekend was? Yesterday morning, me and Dawn went for breakfast at the Village Idiot. And I got to tell you something. Unbelievable. It was if you live out in Long Island or you're going to come visit out here, you have to go to the Village Idiot. All the food's great. But they have a breakfast, man, that'll knock you on your ass.
Tell me you got those mac and cheese triangles, those wedges with eggs on top.
No. I got the idiot package, whatever it is.
They're gonna name something after you.
The idiot package.
the idiot package.
Maybe they'll name the steak tidbit sandwich.
Well, maybe
after
I should definitely go for that.
So hey, John Frew's on. Hello,
what's up,
Johnny?
John.
Don't be
texting me, Johnny.
Tim Ford. I hope Tim, you got your good insurance quote out there for your multitude of pleasure vehicles. Yeah. Guy's got a lot of toys.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Must be nice to live in a place where you could have that many toys.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But you know what? There's a lot of good stuff going on, man.
I was going to say something. I was going to say all my toys are in my drawer.
But do you make enough money to supply the batteries for them all?
Dawn has an 800
pound. They don't need batteries. They're solar powered.
Dawn has an 800 pound.
Manual power.
Wait a minute. Suffolk County Police Department and the helicopters must love that.
Dawn's toy has a motor.
Don't mention them. You're her motor, I thought.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Look at where we started, folks.
Hey, the mayhem has started.
God. Hey, listen. Cocktoberfest is over.
Cocktoberfest is over. Yes, you saw that?
Yes.
Anyway, you want to join us, man, give us a call, 877-917-5263. We're going to have one of our listeners, Margie, call in a little while. She has some stories she wants to tell us, and then...
And guess what, folks? Rod is here, so that means cigar porn.
Cigar porn.
Woo!
Here it is, guys. I just posted pictures of it, so...
Aaron's going to call in, too. Aaron
okay.
Wall,
yes.
Our, excellent.
I hope he does.
Our correspondent.
Oh, yes.
In Wichita, Kansas.
And must I also say congratulations, because we are nominated.
Yeah, that was
well,
huge.
Well, why don't you, before you like totally missed the whole thing.
Do it.
You didn't say it. So, Cycle Source Magazine.
Well, I was waiting because he's calling in, but go ahead.
Okay. All right, so let's leave it there.
So, Cycle Source Magazine has their best of for the 2017, and we posted the survey link. And I was actually just going on the survey to vote for people, and all of a sudden I get down to number 15, Best New Media for 2017, and we were... listed. We were nominated. I was like, holy, oh my fucking God, I can't believe this.
Yep.
So that was a really nice surprise.
Yes, it was.
And
yes.
I thanked Chris, and he was so busy this weekend at the Lone Star Rally, and he's going to call in. He's on his way back.
Right.
and he's going to give us updates on the on that survey thing. And hold on a second, I dropped him.
Oh, this guy's going to come over here again.
Yeah, no, I'm bending down, but not for that reason.
Yeah, sure.
And he's going to talk about the Lucas Oil In Motion 2017.
Excellent.
Bike winner. I'll let him say all that stuff. That guy won $10,000.
Oh.
And your motorcycle.
I was right there. Did you see that?
Yes.
He went, and then I was like, what happened?
He didn't announce you. Johnny and none of us from Motorcycle Mayhem won the Twisted T Chopper. I went to a great couple, and hopefully they will ride that with pride because a lot of love and hard work went into that, celebrating 20 years of Cycle Source magazine.
Yes.
And that was his way of giving back to the readers and the people that were, you know, got him where he is today with the magazine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great magazine. I left one in the car.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I did. But.
Oh, well.
Get you a copy of Cycle Source magazine this month.
Yeah, so he'll be calling in later sometime between 8:30 and 9:30. I gave him a rough time.
All right.
So whatever's convenient for him because he is hauling it back from Texas.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what did I do this weekend?
What did you
do
this weekend?
Okay.
I asked you three times last weekend and found out I got laid by dogs. Now, what did you do this weekend, Margaret?
I didn't do much. No, I did a lot, actually. No, I went Saturday. I went to my dad's Queensborough Motorcycle Club. Nice. It's an AMA-sanctioned club.
Excellent.
The second oldest motorcycle club in these United States.
Excellent.
And they had their annual after Halloween party in memory and honor of one of their members, Ray August, who my dad was close friends with. So it was their little Halloween bash. I went there on Saturday.
All right.
And then Sunday was the Long Island Abate Toy Run and Food Drive to St. Mary's in Hampton Bays. And the rain, like, everybody saw my little posts, and I did a little live video. Yeah, the rain held back a lot of people. But there was also four other events going on the same day. So I understand people have to pick and choose, but it is what it is. And we had a great turnout for the 27th annual event.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were happy, and they really treat the riders with a lot of respect. The whole church crew was there, and they serve homemade chili.
Oh.
They had pulled pork and chicken and a dessert table and a nice little banner that said, "Welcome, bikers." And then the priest was there, and he blessed all the motorcycles. It was very spiritual towards the end and very heartfelt to see the amount of toys that were collected and food for the church. It actually helps them quite a bit.
That's awesome.
They take care of a lot of families in Hampton Bays and members of the church and stuff. So it's always good to give back, like we always say. And now as the holiday season is approaching, there are so many things going on. So even if you can't participate in the event, just share the event. If you see it on social media, share the event. Let other people know about it, you know. Whatever you can do. It's always appreciated, no matter what.
It's so easy. Just share. Done.
That's it.
And you know what? How many people can see that?
And, you know, when you're going out shopping and stuff, you know, spend a couple extra dollars, pick up an unwrapped toy, and drop it off at one of the local places.
Or if you're going to go to a barbecue place or a diner,
pick up a meal for Johnny.
Yeah. Drop off a rib to me or something. You know? So.
Yeah. No, you could do that. I usually wait. What I do is the buy one, get one free.
Well, specials? Meals?
No, the specials in the stores, the buy one, get one free. Food so
toys.
Then I get twice as much. No, for food, for the food pantries.
Oh.
Because I do that all. I actually do that all year round. Okay. I don't just. And that's a good thing to remember, too. They need it all year round, not just over the holidays.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They deplete their supplies over the holidays, you know, trying to, you know, help so many people. But, yeah. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah,
so
not?
Get the one you got, you know, free, whatever. It's the same amount of money, so now you have extra, and you can make your own little,
own
little stash.
Yeah,
exactly.
The food pantries, you know, everybody remembers them during the holiday seasons. But
sure.
The rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially these days, you know.
Yeah.
Especially now. So,
oh, yeah.
And if you can donate your time to a local food pantry and help at your local church, feeding everyone, that's a good thing, too.
Good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So we know what I did this weekend. Plus, I watched the Giants get their asses kicked.
Oh,
we know what you did this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do this weekend?
I finished up at the Haunt.
Did you really?
Yeah, we finished up final weekend this weekend.
Yeah, you should have took your mask off and showed up.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, no, it was a rough run for me with the haunt, with my knee and everything.
Yeah? Oh.
Luckily, they were very kind and put me in a position that I could, you know, goof off with people in the front and not really aggravate my knee too much.
All right, cool.
But I had a lot of fun.
Nice.
And I'd like to thank, and I want to say a big quick shout out to all the haunts on Long Island. Fantastic season. I got a chance to take a night off and go see a couple of the other ones, which I don't normally get to do, being an actor in a haunt. So I got the privilege of seeing a haunt in full throttle on a Friday night. And guys, all of you, Darkside, Schmitz, Chambers, fantastic job. Gateway, where I'm at, fantastic job this season.
But why do we have to – we actually see the haunt every Monday.
With me. I know.
Yeah, right?
Like, basically the same character, just, you know, so, a little more personable.
Oh, so all right. So now this is what we all did this weekend. Anybody got any good stories? Give us a call. 877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We are here for you. We want to hear your stories, see your pictures, like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, share us on Facebook or whatever. Give us a call. We're hanging out, man. We're just chilling.
Yeah.
Right?
Chilling.
So.
Wait for tomorrow. Oh,
waiting for the chill.
We got a phone. What? Hello. You're on the air, Mr. Frew.
How are you?
What do I hear it?
Well, hey, John.
Yeah, John, lower the whatever volume you have in the background, please.
Before volume's down.
Oh. You're echoing. Or you were.
Yeah, you were echoing. But you're good now.
You're good now.
What's up?
Well, okay, if you guys want to know what I did this weekend, I got to hang out at Switchback Motocross Track all weekend for a two-day event.
Nice.
And the first day, it was just a bunch of show bikes and stuff like that, and some shops brought in their four-wheelers and just kids rode and everything like that. And then the second day, on Sunday, in a pouring down rain, was the races for the whole day. And I got to hang out with Mad Mike Jones and Eddie Lojack,
okay.
The AMA Hall of Fame cross-country rider, and Mad Mike Jones, the freestyle motocross rider and winner of the X Games. So it was a pretty cool weekend. Got to hang out with those two guys and watch some good racing, a lot of good talent up here in Western PA on the motocross scene. And so that was it.
Excellent.
Some good food, some barbecue food.
Yeah, I saw the food.
Yeah, I figured you did.
I saw the food.
And then there was an Indian restaurant came to the motocross track, which was surprising to me that they've never done it before. They had no idea what they're getting themselves into. And I had some of their food, too, and it was okay. It wasn't racetrack food, though, but it was okay.
Well, that's cool. You know? Let's have a good time, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, Indian chicken tikka?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Wasn't
that Rod?
It's like Indian food, like chicken tikka type?
Yeah. It was, they cooked it, you know, in the Indian, you know.
In the ovens and stuff?
Yeah, they had all kinds of different stuff set up that, like I said, you'd never see at a motocross track.
Yeah, that's a weird
choice. They never was at a motocross race before, and they just were invited up, and they come set up, and they had the real deal, you know?
Nice. Excellent. So it sounded like you had a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, except for the rain. We got some, like I said, really bad rains. The track really turned technical and greasy and muddy, and Eddie Lojack stood there and he smiled and he said, you know, the more it rains, the faster I ever got, you know. And
nice.
And we were watching these other kids trying to ride in the rain, and it just, you know, some guys can do it and just some guys can't, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens. You have to know what you're doing for that shit. Yeah, definitely. But John, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, everybody's got their knack.
Yeah, your buddy Chris is going to be calling in soon, so you can't hog up the airways.
Yeah, Chris Carroll will be calling in a minute.
I didn't want to hog up. You let Chris say whatever he has to say. I'm going to tune off here, and I got some stuff I got to get done. And
all right, buddy.
We love you. Thank you for thanks for calling in, though. We appreciate it.
Always
see you later, brother.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. So why don't we ask our viewers what do they think about that really cool header video?
Oh, that was awesome.
On
that
our cover video. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
When you go on our page at the top.
I'm going to actually, why the people are talking about that, I'm going to call this number back because I think it might have been Margie.
Okay.
So let's find out. Hello? Hello? Wait.
Well, if she's listening and watching, she's going to know.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello, this is Margie.
Hey, Margie, what's up?
Hi, Margie, it's Margaret.
And Rod.
Mama Dukes, make it easier for everybody so it's not confusing.
Okay, I can remember Margaret.
Okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing good.
We're doing well, yes. So what's going on, Margie?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd call in, let y'all ask me some questions or tell you some stories, whatever.
Okay.
About the biker life and, okay. And my experience in it and all that.
Now, you've been part of, like you have, like,
right.
Like, for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's been, like, 30 years, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 years.
So you know the life. That is
yes,
a great
I
life.
Well.
That is a great yes. life.
Yes, and I hung around with the best, so I knew it pretty well, or know it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got some stories you want to share with us?
Oh, let me think of a few. Oh, I can tell you, man, it's like when I first got in there, I met a guy that was in a club, and it's like within the first 5 months I'd been, and mind you, I'd never been nowhere but West Virginia and North Carolina, but within 5 months, I flew halfway around the world and back and was put in federal jail.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What?
In 5 months. And I was telling people, now that's life in the fast lane. Right
yeah,
there.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, thank goodness, if you don't mind me asking, how long were you there for? I'm assuming a short period of time.
Well, you know, I got through in jail. I was there like 7 days, and then somebody paid my bond, and, you know, and then they came. Then a bunch of people got together and came up money with lawyers, and I got out of it pretty much.
Okay,
you know,
good.
They granted me immunity, so.
Oh, that's good. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah, yes. it was a scary thing.
Mm-hmm. So
that was one of the. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll finish.
That was one of the downsides.
Well, what a way to start the life.
Exactly. Right? Hello.
That's the chance you take, so.
Mm-hmm. But obviously that didn't change you, and you continued, you know, to live the life we love to live. And
yeah.
So that's all great for yeah. you now. So what are you doing these days now?
Oh, I'm just moved out to the country and just chilling and
mm-hmm.
just hanging around the house most time and still riding, but,
nice.
You know, not. Just a bunch of people get together and ride that way, but it's fun. It's still fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It never leaves you.
No, you're born with it, pretty
That's
much.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And we travel all over the place, and it's like the whole summer was gone, and some of the winter, too, you know, just traveling places, parties and stuff. And it was, you know, it was all right. I'm friends with everybody, and so that makes it even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Nice.
And it was. There was ups and there downs, you know. It's glamorous, plus it's, like, dangerous. And, you know, you could go to jail and stuff like that. And
you could,
but,
and you did.
But I think,
and you
but
know,
I think
and,
the good outweighs the bad, I do believe.
Yeah,
yes.
it always does. Because, you know what, the group of people that you're with, they're your extended family and or your only family.
That's right.
And there's always good times. And it's like anything, even non-group related.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You have a few bad apples. But, yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we're still here to talk about it, Margie, so that's awesome.
That's right.
Cool. Yes, and I am made it through it, and I'm still in good health, so I ain't got nothing to complain about.
That's right. God bless you for that.
And I'm not in jail either.
that's a good thing. So
yeah,
you actually ride yourself, you said, right?
Yes, I ride myself. I've had my motorcycle driver's license for probably 5 or 6 years now.
Okay.
And rode for a while, but and here lately I've just been riding on the back. But
okay.
But yeah, I have my own motorcycle and stuff, but I don't have one now. But yeah, I still ride.
Okay, and you live where? North Carolina?
In North Carolina, yes.
All right, so you have pretty much good weather almost. Well, you get snow there, right? Yeah, they get snow.
Yeah, you know, it gets really cold, mostly ice storms, but every now and then a good snow comes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have a friend, I was just in Asheville. North Carolina. And
now they get a pretty good bit there, I think.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
They
closed down the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Okay. Well, that's hard.
Yeah, because they and all the homes that are in the mountains in that area too. Because because what happens is the higher you go, you get all this fog and mist and everything.
Yeah.
And that whole highway freezes. It's one giant sheet of ice.
And you don't want to go up the side of that thing.
Or down it or around it.
No.
Nothing. No.
It curves all the way.
Yeah. No, for sure. Definitely is. But it's still beautiful weather, and the winter's not as harsh as it is on our end
I still get out and walk the dogs, you know.
Yeah.
I just put on more clothes.
Excellent. Yeah. So
excellent.
Did she say what kind of bike she rode? No.
No, you didn't ask her.
I rode a Sportster. It was probably about maybe a 2000, I don't know, but it was a Sportster, but it was really pretty.
Right.
It didn't sound like a Sportster. It had straight pipes on it. And it with the big tank, and it was black with purple flames on it.
Nice.
It was a nice bike.
Sounds beautiful.
Nice and loud.
And it was a mess when I got it, and I knew as soon as I seen that bike, that's the one I wanted. And it had rust all over the chrome. There's like grease all over the wheels, so bad to where it was mildewing.
Ooh.
And I worked 3 days on that bike, and got it all looking brand new again. It's really pretty, but I won't say what happened. I just don't have the bike no more.
Okay. Kind of like my situation.
Yeah.
I had a bike a couple of years ago, and don't have that bike no more.
You almost won one.
Yeah, it came real close. So.
Oh, man, I did too. Out of 360 people, it got down to me and this one guy. And it was a brand new bike that I won through this radio show here, or that I'd won a chance at, and got down to me and him. And I thought, I never got this close before. I thought, I'm surely going to win. I got to win. And he won the motorcycle, and he didn't even ride motorcycles.
That's a kick in the face. No. Yeah.
And it was like, my first thought was to go there and kick him right in the shins, but I was like, okay, so.
How do they let somebody get in the contest?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Even the girl that was drawing the names was like, when she drew his name, she just looked at me and said, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be you.
Oh, man. My God.
It should have been you, Margie. But you know what?
Yeah,
there's a reason.
I never won nothing. I would have rather got kicked out right off the bat than go through that.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. Oh, I did win a JVC stereo system, though.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, that's pretty damn good.
I almost walked off, and they're like, hey, don't you want your stereo? And I said, I guess.
No, I want the fucking motorcycle.
I would have gone up to that guy and said, I would have gone up to the guy and say, listen, you don't ride.
Yeah.
Take the stereo and give me the bike.
Yeah.
Or thrown it and hit
him. That's what I was saying, and nobody went for it. So I was like, told one of my friends, I said, let's hide around the corner. When he comes around through here, we'll just whoop his ass and take the bike.
Oh, my God.
Not serious, but that's what we were talking about. And I was like, man, I can't believe this.
Well, you got a nice stereo, though, right?
So. Yeah, I've jammed on it for years, and I finally, few months ago, it finally went out. So it was going out piece by piece. It was a nice one. It was loud too.
Wow. Yeah. You know,
it
would have been nice if you put that stereo on the motorcycle.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Back then, JVC was the top. You know, then that's when I got that one. So it was a good deal.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, halfway decent anyway.
Well, Margie, thank you for calling the show.
Sure.
You call anytime. We'd love to talk to you.
All right,
we will talk to you real soon.
Yeah, thank you for the support.
Yeah,
we appreciate it and being a fan of the show.
Sure. Anytime, anything.
Yeah, we're gonna put away aside for like a half hour next time so we can talk to you. I'm sure you got plenty of stories you'd love to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I do. So there y'all go.
Have a
good night.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
That's some pretty cool stories.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You start off in within 5 months you're in federal prison.
One way to go.
My kind of gal.
Yeah, that's not good. But hey.
Yeah.
Well, it happens, you know.
Yeah, I have stories, but I still am not allowed to talk about them.
You have no immunity.
No, I don't. I do not. Sadly, I do not. It goes to my grave.
I would like to thank Bike Bob. I got your package today, Bo. I got your stickers. I only bought one. Why did I only bought one? I don't know. I should have brought the whole package with me.
What kind of package are you talking about?
Package. Right?
This is really cute.
Yeah. That's a great sticker.
Yeah, some stickers and T-shirt.
Biker Bob's.
Yep.
Joke of the day.
Yep. Biker Bob's.
And what? And where can people find that?
Well, go to Biker Bob's on Facebook. Just put in Biker Bob's Joke of the Day, and he will pop up.
It's a group, right?
It's a group. It's a group page. Check them out, man. Biker Bob's. Speaking about groups, man, you see Biker Transnation's almost up to 14,000 people.
Oh. I know. It's wonderful.
They all rocking. And Jane Morris, I have your what do you call these things?
The banner. It's a banner.
The banner.
B-A-N-N-E-R.
But we have not. I thought I was going to get here early today.
And you did not.
Of course not. Accident on the expressway. I get screwed. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to get in early because we have a lot of things we got to do here. But that banner will be up, I promise you, by next week. Anyway.
Well, why don't you tell people what it's for?
Yeah.
The 9/11 banner.
Yeah, the 9/11. It's the 9/11 Foundation.
It's the 9/11 Foundation they're having.
Right.
We're actually trying to get down there in November this month, but I don't think we're going to be able to make it there. Mm-hmm. But
no,
but
Jane can call in a little bit. And
yeah, Jane. If you're listening, Jane, we'd love to.
She's on.
Okay, Jane, give us a shout. Tell us about it. You know, tell the people
because
out
they're
there.
Doing something in November, I believe, on Veterans Day. Are they not?
You know what? I don't know the exact date. I wasn't prepared for this right now.
Call in, but, Jane.
Call in, Jane. You get a second. Give us a shout, and you tell us and tell everybody. So to me, look like an idiot. My voice is still shot. Can you imagine?
You know, I'm going to take a clip from every show we have done for the last year, and it's always you saying,
your voice is so shot.
Because he wanted me to do a compilation for our celebrating our year anniversary.
Because we do the show on Monday nights, and the weekends I'm like, come on, I was at the Paramount Friday night. Friday night, my voice is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not the calm type, you know what I mean? I kind of, you know.
No, but you...
I am very shy, though. I will say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
You're shy like, yeah. You are not.
Like a possum to food.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
I don't get that one. A possum to food?
Yeah, well, the possum is when you go opposite your food.
Raccoons?
Them too.
What?
What do they call them? Dumpster something?
Dumpster divers?
No, there's a name for them. Trash monkeys? I don't know.
Oh, trash monkeys.
They call them something.
Oh, God. Rodents.
No, because they're always in, they're going in the dumpsters all the time. My daughter, every morning, my daughter gets to work. She works at a vet clinic. No. And there's a dumpster in the back, and the raccoons still get in there, but they can't get out. So every morning, she opens the lid, and she puts the plywood there so the dumb raccoon can get out of there.
They're not that bright. That's why.
Well, they know where the food is, so they must be as bright as you.
They got noses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smell the food. And you
At least they eat ribs with their hands.
Hey, no joke. Hey, you want to laugh? We were with a guy yesterday who ate pizza with a knife and fork.
He's from England.
No, he's not. And
that's an England thing.
It's
a European thing.
I had ribs yesterday, and it was a quick thing. One of those package of ribs, like what do you call those ribs in the package of any?
Package rib.
Yeah, but...
The McRib?
Yeah, no.
Trash pandas! Thank you, Red!
What's up, Red?
I told you, they call them something. They call them something.
I haven't heard that
trash
forever.
Trash pandas. Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
So go back to your McRib sandwich.
No, it wasn't the McRib sandwich. You know, in the supermarket, they're packaged already, a Raise or whatever.
Oh, the Lloyd's. Rib, the pre-cooked.
So I bought the honey ones, thinking, you know, I was in a rush.
Yeah.
Went to my friend's house. They were fucking so spicy. And they're calling me a pussy. They're like, you're a pussy. I'm like, I ate them with my hands.
That sounded like a possum.
Right? So,
I'm sorry, trash panda.
And I go, you're calling me a pussy, but you're eating a fucking slice of pizza with a knife and fork. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no. Are you fucking kidding me moment?
That was my are you fucking kidding me moment. Because everything I bought was spicy. The wings were spicy. I am a pussy when it comes to spicy shit. I like good shit, not spicy shit.
No, I like spicy stuff every once in a while. I'll eat fresh horseradish straight.
Oh, that I like. That I love.
I
used to make horseradish sandwiches with hot mustard.
And you don't like spicy food.
The pepper spicy, like, you know, whatever.
It might be the vinegar. Who the heck knows?
I don't know.
But thank you, Red, for telling everybody that's what I was trying to explain, That they're called something, trash something or other, trash pandas. Thank you.
Trash pandas.
Yes, that's right. Wild Hogs is in the house,
Wild
Laura.
Wild Hogs. Yep. Wild Hogs is kicking ass too, man.
Yes, they are doing great. And so is, what is that, the thing you won, you started? Live to Ride.
Live to Ride's doing
Ride to Live, that one, the group. So for all you people that are just chiming in now, where are we at? 8:35. We had a couple people call in. But if you ever lose our feed, right at the top, always go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Right.
If Facebook is, you know, freaks Wait. Out.
That's right.
We are recording live on Mixlr, but apparently last weekend it didn't go through. But no. This weekend it is on.
That's right.
So let's say, you know, you got to do something and you want to listen to us in the background, just go to the website.
And crank it up.
And I'm going to shout out a few groups that we are in that we broadcast through. So, you know, I'm always talking about, you know, Biker Trash Nation mm-hmm. and whatnot. There's other groups out there that help us, and we appreciate all of them. Like Biker Bob's Joke of the Day, Kickstands Up, Society of Graybeard Bikers. I Love My Harley, No Rules. That's a big one, man. Awesome clubs. Harley and Angels, Crazy Ass Bikers Being Bikers, Hucks, Harleys, and Honeys. A lot of good pictures in that one.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them.
God, there's so many. I could be here all night.
Harley Latino America.
Motorcycle Camping. I mean, there's so many.
There's a lot of motorcycle groups.
Strip Club Choppers.
Let's not forget.
Can never forget them. East Coast Bike Association. You guys, everybody, we thank everybody for helping us out. They share our stuff, man, and it's awesome. If it wasn't for all these groups helping us out, we wouldn't be known.
Absolutely.
And I love how everybody chats with each other.
Yeah, I know.
We're like second nature here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're all having conversations while we're talking. How rude.
Yeah, really. We're working hard here for you.
Yes.
No, I'm joking. That's an inside
joke.
I
could be eating right now.
You could be, but you're not. So shout out to Brooklyn Davey. How's it going? A couple of shout outs. I'm trying to go through the feeds here. Shout out to Cindy Bright. She was saying hi to Margie earlier. So I like how everybody just kind of talks to each other. We got Bobby Butch in the house. And, of course, Wayne Pinnix.
Wayne Pinnix.
Trash Nation and the First Lady.
Oh, yeah.
He's on. And Tim Ford was on earlier. And our buddy Kip Kotler, he's on there, too.
Kip's always on.
I know.
Kip does a great job at that Live Where I Live.
And I love how he takes little clips from our broadcast.
Yeah, awesome.
And then he shares it.
It is awesome, man.
It's hysterical.
He really does a great job at that.
Mm-hmm.
But
So, for those of you while we're waiting for Chris to call in, because like I said, he is in transit. I got a phone call from one of the photographers. In addition to the survey that we have, there's two parts of that survey.
Mm-hmm.
One is you can pick up to 10 motorcycles and the pinup contest. For each one of the pinup shots, the pinup of the month, one of the photographers, Mark V, who you met and spoke to and who's called into the show, he's done a few of the shots. But I was checking out the pinups. And I got to say, they're all great, but my favorite is January, Penny, because she is like the epitome of what a pinup girl should look like.
Oh, yeah?
That's in my opinion.
Now, is this going to be next month's edition?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I think with the survey, what Chris said, it ends at probably by the end of this month. It's only for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, and it's basically people's choice. And you can only vote once from one device. So it makes it fair. So whatever devices you have, just, you know, go on.
And vote for us.
Robo voting.
And, yeah, it's true voting. Like, you know, some of these local Long Island things that they do, the best of the best and all these other. I didn't want to say who it was, but okay. But anyway, vote as many times as you want. You could sit there and hire somebody to click 20 times a day.
Right.
So it's really not an actual true people's choice. This is.
Right.
So, yeah, because I tried voting for myself again and wouldn't let me. That's how I know. I'm like, oh, let me see if I can vote all day.
So make sure.
Go to your daughter's computer.
What are they, category 15? Right?
Yes, we're in question 15 of the survey.
Right. Vote for us.
Yes.
All right.
We appreciate the love.
Yes,
it's
we
just
do.
An honor being nominated.
It is. Yes.
Because, like I said, I was just going on there to do the survey and to share it with all you guys, and I'm like, does that say Motorcycle Mayhem Radio? And so, wow! It's like, holy crap! Yeah. It really was.
Cyclosource,
I was
man.
Schwitzing.
Really?
Cyclosource Magazine. Excellent. So, have you spoken to Johnny Lang lately? He's on. He's kind of resting
yeah,
from
he's
all the hard work
he's
been doing.
That guy's been kicking ass, man. He's a pure genius when he does. You know, he has a. You can actually buy a franchise.
You can.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And how much was it?
5,000.
5,000. You can buy your own franchise, or you can go on his website and buy his shirts at stripclubchoppers.com.
That's correct.
What?
Bike parts.
Custom wheels, die-cast wheels,
yes,
things like
shirts.
That. And he's got a huge new line of shirts.
Oh,
I love those plaid gasoline shirts.
I got one. I wore mine Saturday, or Friday.
Thursday?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
I didn't see you.
I didn't say it was you.
I was at a different place, and you were
That's
somewhere
right.
else.
I was at a bigger bar than yours. My bar was bigger.
Yeah, but my bar was serving free drinks.
Fuck. Well, my bar was selling $9 beers.
God. I don't know.
Really?
50-year family member. I don't have to pay for shit.
Oh, good. We went to the wrong bar.
You did.
$9 beers, you damn did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had to pay for the gas to get there.
Oh, boy.
And a couple of potholes. Other than that, it was good. Yeah, and speaking of roads, the roads are terrible now. Here, yes. In our neck of the woods, I don't know about you guys, but with the rain and the leaves falling and these stupid landscapers out on the road, let's just blow the grass into the street so now nobody can see the street. And add water to the mix, and it becomes very dangerous riding conditions for you guys.
Yeah,
we got to start lobbying the politicians.
We've already lobbied. They don't give a rat's
ass.
And once
the snow comes, and after that, the plows come, then what comes? The potholes.
The potholes.
So then what you got to do is you got to get an app. What would you call that app?
The RoadCaptain.com app.
That's what you got to do.
Go to RoadCaptain.com.
If you had the RoadCaptain app, you would know where these potholes are. True?
True.
So you can ride safer, and you can tell other people where the potholes that you find are.
It's rider active.
So,
and also, as per John McDonald before he calls in, if you dial 1-800-POTHOLE, that's for all the state roads, too. You could do that safely when you pull over to an area to make that phone call.
I want to try doing 1-800-ASSHOLE, and I see the assholes in front of me out. Take them out.
Well, no. Let me call 1-800-POTHOLE and see what happens.
Well, why don't I
call? I want to see what happens.
Well, why don't I call it?
I could put it to my phone on speakerphone. What if Chris calls in while you're on the phone? You know, we're waiting for him.
The
talk amongst yourselves.
Yes. I feel verklempt right now.
It's not verklempt. It's verklempt. Would you get it right?
No, it's verklempt. No.
Such a boy. Oh,
this is me, man.
H-O-T.
You know,
I got to spell. Hold on,
H-O-L-E.
Hold on, I'm calling.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's see what it says.
Let's order a pizza.
and eat it with forks.
We have a box.
The New York State Department of Transportation hotline, which allows highway users to alert us of potholes on state highways as well as Suffolk County areas. Please leave your name, phone number, time and date of your call, and a description of the observed pothole location.
It's round.
Your description should be as complete as possible, including name of roadway, travel lane, direction of roadway.
I'm going to report a pothole.
North, south, east, or west, nearest landmark or exit number, town and county.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate your willingness to help us respond to potholes on state highways in Nassau and Suffolk counties. We thank you for your assistance. If calling about your local town or county roads, please call your local municipality with information regarding any
This
town
is, like, ridiculous.
I would have hit the pothole already.
I know who I'm not voting for tomorrow. I know who I'm not voting. Okay.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press down.
Watch. Okay. Westbound from exit 66 to 61. On the Long Island Expressway, a.k.a. 495,
every single lane has a pothole where all the white lines are. Very deadly. I just bought 2 new tires. If you'd like to call me back to verify this call, it is 631-824-3454. That's my work number, guys, so if you call me, I'm not going to answer it.
And I'm going to put that on a bathroom wall later.
Yeah. It already is.
Janie.
But honestly, describe the pothole. Well, let me see. It's sort of like roundish, but not really.
Mm. So that's very not helpful to people that want to report a pothole. But, you know, if you have the time, I guess, you know, I'll write it down. But, no, literally, every the lanes where the white lines are, you know, where they paint the white lines, the dividing lanes. Literally chunks big enough for a motorcycle tire. So if you're changing lanes, you're going from the right to the left lane, and your tire hits that, bam, you're done. You're absolutely done. And then also what is a huge problem on all roads, and I was discussing this with somebody the other day as well, is when they decide to tar, and those tar snakes tar all the cracks and the little holes, a little quick fix. That is deadly to a motorcycle rider.
Oh my God,
that is deadly to someone driving in a car. Add a little rain mix to that, and you're screwed.
That's right.
If you're not, even if you are the most experienced rider, you have a lane filled with tar snakes, you're done.
Yep. Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, but you're,
that's a bad feeling.
Those cracks that you're talking about in the white line, that's where when they pave the asphalt, those are the butt joints where they go, and they never seal right. They usually do the middle lane on Tuesday and then the right lane on Friday, so you get that separation gap.
And of course, I don't want to even get into it.
But it's just
well, you know what? With the Road Captain app, you don't have to describe the fucking pothole.
No.
There's a pothole. Yeah, fix the pothole. It's you know what? There's a pothole at exit 57, left lane, eastbound. Look out. That's all.
That's
and
it.
Then right after that, exit 57.
I don't care if the pothole is 2 feet long, a foot long, four feet long. There's a fucking pothole there. That's all I need to know.
Yep. Yeah.
Describe the pothole.
Yeah, it's,
well, he was about 7 foot tall, blue eyes.
It's kind of about this deep.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
I lost my mother-in-law in there, but please don't bring her back.
I can make it a bowl of soup, right? But unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
The roads out here do suck, though, man. Like,
we have like 5 seasons in this state. We have winter, summer, and then construction.
Yes, construction season.
It's
so, yeah. So anybody that's planning on visiting Maples in the next couple of weeks, avoid exit 70 at all costs. Take the back way, please, because that overpass. Maples is one of the biggest...
biker bars.
No, I would not classify it as a biker bar. It's not that. It's just a go-to place for bikers because it welcomes everybody, you know, in there. But people go, when they go out east, this is like one of the places that they stop at.
Traditional stop-off point.
But don't take exit 70 because that the overpass right now, the sign says bump, but it is not a bump.
It's a ramp?
No, it is.
It's a lofting station.
No, they totally graded the road and the metal.
Oh, the metal seams?
Seams are sticking up. It's like driving. I almost bought it.
Wow.
Because all of a sudden it said bump. And I'm like, what the hell? I almost launched my car. Ugh. I was like, you got to be kidding me here.
Wow.
So, yes, use extreme caution for those whatever fall days we're going to have if you're going to take a ride out east.
Yeah, speaking of those fall days, last Sunday we had that windstorm here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, Monday morning I'm driving to work. I come around the bend of my block and drove right into a down tree. Well, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yes, watch out for trees.
It was rough.
It was a nasty storm. Thank
God.
It was
very nasty.
No major damage to my car, but man, was I pissed. I just don't have the luck.
Anybody else have any good stories you want to share with us? Well, while we're waiting for Chris to call us? 877-917-5263. We're hanging out, man. Come hang out with us. I see you are. But thank you. But join the conversation.
Oh, Jeff Tabby's on. Oh, hey, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, how you feeling?
Jeff Stampa.
Yeah, Jeff Stampa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's doing good.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Michael from, I believe it's Lucas Motors from Tennessee.
Okay.
He's actually going to call in next week, but I'll give a little pre-show thing.
I saw that.
Yeah. He's interested in talking to us about what he's doing.
Okay.
So I thought we wouldn't have time this week, and I didn't want to not talk about it. We'll wait till next week.
Does Jeff still want to put that barbecue in the back of my bike?
I've never heard him say no, so.
He didn't say no. You just got to get there.
I know.
You were there.
I know, but no, I wasn't near him. I think he's on the water.
But, Johnny, just think. If you put a barbecue on your bike, that means you're going to have to clean the grill and the bike.
Go to a puddle. Fine.
No.
You go to a puddle.
He'll be the light. He'll be the life of the party.
What party?
I don't know.
Oh, I could have went somewhere with that one.
Yeah, I know. I gave you every opportunity, and you didn't.
You mean the part that's in your mouth? We're all coming. Oh!
Oh!
little bit too late there.
Yeah, I know.
I have a potty mouth. Ha ha.
I fucked up. I twisted myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Again?
Yeah. So what else is going on?
No, Red Wolf, Facebook jail does not count as jail. Because that means we're all convicted criminals in this room.
That's true.
Possibility.
So we want to know, other than the dirty dozen that are on our feed, how many times have you been in Facebook jail?
Oh, God.
And for what was the offense?
Misdemeanor pornography.
Yeah. I put a boob on. That actually happened to me. I was at Rock and the Range, and a girl was on someone's shoulders, and she's flashing everybody. I snapped the picture and put it on Facebook. They took that picture down. I think I'm put in jail, but they're like, no.
Oh, that was pre-jail. That was like 2-3 years ago. They just delete your photos.
No, that means actually, no. Somebody has to actually report it. If somebody reports the photo, then they investigate it. Yes, they took it down. But those little fuckers took down pictures of mastectomy patients that had breast reconstruction with
tattoos.
No nipple or nothing. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. So, you know, it's Facebook. What can I tell you?
Yeah, they took down the tattooed pictures, too, which I thought were absolutely stunning. And I thought that was completely wrong.
Well, Facebook does a lot of wrong things. But you know what? If it wasn't for Facebook, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
Where we are, yeah.
So I am very happy about it.
That is true.
And Johnny's pushing buttons. You know what that means.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh. I could be pushing a lot of buttons.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Well, he's talking to himself, folks. The weather must be getting cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's ordering Domino's.
No, he's not.
Domino's.
So there's a few turkey runs going on, but I don't know what they are. Oh, Sin City Cycles. You got to go there. Sin City Cycles on Facebook. Greg Domi made a video announcement earlier. He's getting ready to do his toy and food drive for the holidays. And he does a lot for the people in Massachusetts.
Yes, he does.
And then Aaron, I guess when Aaron calls in, you know, Rod, how long is your cigar thing for?
I could do it short. I could do it long.
You want to go to commercial break and maybe have Aaron
call we do
in? Aaron, if you're listening, you know, stand by.
We are going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And you are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. So what's the plan now?
Rod's going to do the cigar porn.
All right.
So, Aaron, give me a couple of seconds and call up, man.
Aaron.
Hey, it's been a while.
It has been.
I got a cigar here tonight that I wasn't too sure if I wanted to go here. This is the CAO Flathead. CAO came out with a line of cigars a few years back called the Flathead Series, geared to the car guys and hot rod guys and stuff like that. And then the biker community kind of, you know, rallied out and said, hey, you know, we want something for ourselves. So CAO came out with this Flathead Steel Horse line. I was kind of a little bit, you know, tentative about this because the last time that they came out with a cigar based on a motorcycle premise, it was lousy. And I don't want to use that upstate New York tandem team, but that was based on them. But prior to that, they actually, there was a very gimmicky cigar that came out based on a TV series that we all know of, which actually was a fantastic cigar. It's a really good cigar. But this is a CAO. This was not designed on a premise of anything. This is a line that they came out with in honor of the biker community. This one that I have in my hand is called the Ape Hanger. This is a 5.5x58. Beautiful, beautiful cigar. Just to give you a heads up on the other on the line of the cigar, the handbrake, which is a 4.5x50. This one, I'm not really happy with the name of this cigar. I'm tentative with this. It's called the Roadkill. It's 5.5x54.
I love that name.
That's awesome.
I'm on the skits with that.
Then I like it.
The Ape Hang, which is a 5.5x58, and then for you guys who like a little bit more of a chewy, chunky cigar, there's the Bull Neck, which is a Gordo, 6.5x66, which is a nice big cigar. But if you guys like a big chunky cigar, in the Flathead line for those car buffs out there, they do have a 770 and an 880. These things are freaking monsters.
Nice.
But getting back to this, this is a really nice cigar. I was very pleasantly surprised. The packaging is really nice. If you saw the pictures I put up on Facebook, they have a nice little gift box out there that comes with a nice little charm for your bike. The bell. This very nice packaging. The packaging is beautiful. Got the little ape hanger design on the front. Label has the picture of the ape hanger also. Nice little plain, simple, broad wrapper. Beautiful. The ring is a huge ring. It's a nice ring. But this cigar, I want to get this straight because there's a lot going on in the cigar itself. The wrapper is a Connecticut Habano Grueso, which is an Escudo wrapper. If you're familiar with cigars, Connecticut wrappers tend to be light blonde in color. This is a darker. It's been aged a little more, so it's what's in Escudo. The filler itself is of three blends. It's a Nicaraguan, Honduran, and Dominican filler with a Brazilian, and I'm going to screw this name, Arapica binder. So this cigar's got five different country tobaccos in it.
Wow. Can I smell it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a beautiful cigar. I took a couple whiffs of it, you know, and I got some really nice grassy and leather notes to it. A little bit of hint of spice to the foot of this guy.
That's nice.
And if you take a look, I don't know if the pictures I put up there give it justice, but this cigar, the cap of the cigar is flat, almost like a panhead, an homage to a panhead, or for you car buffs, a piston. So it's a broad cap to this cigar. So your average cutter is not going to do it. Your average V cutter is not going to do it. You're going to have to look for an oversized cutter for this guy or punch it like I like to do. But this guy, like I said, little hint of sweetness in the foot. Punched this guy, toasted it up ever so slightly. Got a real nice draw off of this. First flavors I got, the nice grassy haze, some nice, nice leather. And I got this, like, sweet tartness in the beginning of the cigar. Like, I wasn't sure what it was. I was talking to a couple of people that have tried this cigar in the past. And they told me they got a hint of green apple, which I was surprised.
Really?
And I went back, I smoked my second one of these, and I'm like, and I've smoked a number of these over the years, but I really sat down and thought, I got more of a tardiness to this. I almost got like a raisin fruit note to the beginning of this. So I was very surprised. Real creamy. I mean, I was very surprised with the Escudo wrapper, the creaminess of this cigar. The construction of it was fine. I mean, the draw is real strong. No issues with the draw whatsoever. Again, little bit of a spice. You got your Nicaraguan tobacco and you got your Honduran tobacco, so you're going to get that little bit of spice. More of a white pepper.
That's Aaron.
Okay. Chill in, baby.
Just chime right in, Aaron.
Chime in, yeah. What's up, Conan? What's up, brother?
Hey, good evening, guys.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Welcome back, Rod.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Let me just keep going with this. Hang out for 1 second before I hit to you. I found that there's a spicy note on this to be a little bit white peppery. It's nice. The sweetiness, like, it was really nice. Again, I tend to believe more of a raisiny note than some people say in the green apple, which is, you know, everyone's got their own perspective. I almost started getting a nuttiness in towards the latter first third of this cigar. And then it mild out to a nice creamy leather, and I got some cocoa notes. Where are you at with this, Adam? Adam. I got Adam on the mind. Aaron?
Yes.
What do you say, brother?
Let me tell you, it took me a while to even get a hold of this cigar, but I finally got one.
Really?
And you're spot on with a normal cutter. Yeah, a little round cutter. It isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So I did punch it. Now, I went ahead and I lit up a nice roll of cedar, and I lit the end of the cigar with a full-on piece of wrapped cedar so I wouldn't get any other notes but just some of the cedar and the rest of the cigar.
Oh, a true connoisseur.
Yeah. And I tell you, now I hope I got the right one, Rob. Mine's box-pressed. Is that correct?
No, that's not the ape hanger is not box. It's the double Corona.
Oh, okay. The one that I got ordered in, it was a CAO, and it was the steel horse, but it looked like it'd been box pressed.
That could be the hand.
He got it in for me.
How big is the cigar? Because I believe the handbrake is a box.
Yeah, it was about a 6.5 inch long.
Oh, so you got a bowl neck. So that's all right. It's all the same blend. It's just a different sizing and pressing. But on your first draws, what'd you think?
You know, at first I thought it was going to be a really strong cigar. It had excellent veining on the outside. You know, it's a darker color, and I thought it was going to be pretty strong. But it's bold, but it's not harsh. Is the best way for me to describe that.
Yeah, the Escudo
there is
wrapper.
No harsh. Yes. No burn in the back of your throat. That thing mellows out, you know, and you mentioned you got the leathery notes at the end. I took the band off and I took that thing down to where it was probably a half of an inch long. It was just that good overall. It was very smooth, very mellow. Still had lots of flavors in it. Lots of different notes, and I think that's because of that blend that they have.
Yeah, the five blends of the tobacco is an interesting group of tobaccos in there, and especially with the binder from Brazil. I mean, that's a very flavorful tobacco right there. So it was an impressive – when I read the make of the cigar, I was very impressed with the blending. It's fantastic. And, yeah, I agree with you. The creaminess just ran right through the cigar. The peppery notes, it stayed real nice, not overpowering, not killing you on the retro hell, not sitting on the back of your palate, just a real nice peppery flavor all through the cigar. And again, like you said, when you got down to the nub like I did, it was just nice. I mean, it really, it didn't turn bitter. It didn't really get that like harsh leather and loss of creaminess to it. It stayed true. It really did.
It really did all the way to the end, and I got several of them, and I had a buddy of mine also come over, and he said the same thing. Both of us took the band off. He'd even mentioned if he'd had a clip, he would have went a little farther. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it never did get that burn, and so many cigars, you know, you get down to the last inch or two, and they really start to get that bad aftertaste that, you know, like you said, on the exhale, it'll leave and linger on your palate longer than you wanted to, and yeah. This never did.
Yeah, and folks out there who are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, when the cigar starts to turn on you, it'll leave your palate with a really, really lousy flavor on it.
She turns on you.
And in a lot of cases, if the cigar turns very bitter on you, it's going to turn you off from enjoying another cigar because it's going to leave you with a really nasty aftertaste. And with this one, you heard it from myself, you heard it from Aaron, it really, really didn't go that path. And for me, it was a great little smoke.
Good.
And it's a great value for the price. I mean, I think I smoked that thing for a good 45 minutes or better.
Yeah. It's a slow-burning cigar. I was very surprised at how slow it burned. I got about an hour and 15 minutes out of it easily, comfortably. shocked, because the ape hanger being that the 5.5 by 58, I could smoke this cigar in about a half hour if I really wanted to go to it, but it burned comfortably, burned slowly, and I didn't have any major issues. I had a slight tunneling towards the third towards the nub. Did you have any issues?
I didn't. In fact, I had about an inch and a half long ash. That thing was just holding on for dear life. It was so well constructed. And it finally dropped off, and it still had a nice red cherry on the end. I was good to go. And so did my buddy. I mean, we had several of them, and this has been a week and a half ago. But it was they were fantastic.
One of the things that I was a little disappointed in was the ash, and I was going to actually put out a warning. If you you're smoking this cigar, be careful you don't drop the ash on the tanker in your lower regions, because it was very loose for me. I mean, the cigar is very well constructed, but the ash I couldn't get more than an eighth of an inch ash to hold on. I kept losing mine.
You guys sound like you're talking about a fucking porno movie.
We are? But I want to touch on something.
Well, you know, some of us like a nice white ash. Some of us, you know, like a smaller white ash. I don't know. It is what it is.
Listen, wow. I'll tell you this much. I'll take any ash right now.
This sounds like cigar mayhem.
Yeah. So, Aaron, I just want to say, here in New York, I want to ask you because, and I'm sorry, I forgot where you're at.
I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
That's right, Wichita. All right, here in New York, and I'm going to talk about this real quick with everybody. Cigars are taxed ridiculously. New York being one of the highest cigar tax in the country.
Really?
And when I sit here and tell you guys the price ranges and stuff, I'm basing it on New York, and I'm trying to base it on the country and stuff, but it's very hard to do. What did you pay for your cigar, Aaron?
$9.50.
$9.50. Wow. That's where the price point should be for a good cigar like
and
this.
Here?
This was 12.
Wow.
All right.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a huge difference.
It is a huge difference. And I'll give you another point. That Mr. Brownstone cigar that I was so raving about a few weeks ago, that price point has now jumped almost $4 since I started enjoying that.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at now?
When I first started smoking the Brownstone, they were at about $10, about $9.80 a stick, and now their people are asking $14, $15 a stick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, part of it, and I said
mine
this
was $8.50 the first time, and I think they're $9 now.
Well,
they're kind of getting some popularity here.
Exactly. So. And I said that from the start, that that cigar is going to take off. But the, you know what? Everybody out there, cigar lovers, rioters, everybody, we all fight for the rights of the community. Go check out Cigar Rights of America and voice your opinion on the taxation. It is getting crazy. It's some states, the taxes are insane. Some are not. And they're trying to ban cigars, which is on call. So,
why would they ban cigars and not cigarettes?
Well, because
they smell.
They're trying to ban everything. And tobacco has been the cigar industry has kind of been and I hate to say unregulated, but a little bit more lenient with their blends and stuff. Like a guy can design a blend this year, put it out next year, and not go through the heavy FDA testing and stuff that some of the tobacco companies have to go through.
Got it.
So now they're trying to mandate this. And actually what they're trying to do is you have to send your blend in, and it has to be looked over for like a 10-year period before it'll be put on the market.
Jesus.
So they're really they can really kill the industry with that. But Cigar Rights of America, it's out there on the web. It's on Facebook. Aaron, I know you've probably been to that site a few times. If not, I hope you're a member of them. Go give it a shout. Check them out. Protect your cigar rights. And remember, you may not be a cigar smoker, but the minute they start whittling away on any of your rights, they're going to go after another one. And Aaron, any last notes on this cigar? Because I'll give you my final tally in a second.
Go ahead. What did you say, Rod?
What are your final thoughts on this cigar?
Put him to sleep. Are you happy?
No. Unfortunately, I'm in a car right at the moment, so I'm cutting in and out a bit. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
But the, it's definitely a cigar. I'd like to try some more of that entire line. They have the Steel Horse. They have the Knucklehead. They have the Spark Plug.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up several different ones. So I was deeply impressed with it enough that I want to go back and try some of the other ones in that same line. Different sizes, shapes. I think that Spark Plug may have a different blend than the Ape Hanger, but I love the box too. And I don't know if you mentioned anything about the box, but they have a beautiful set of Ape Hanger handlebars emblazoned on the top of the cigar box. And I kind of like cigar boxes too. So a great CAO. I mean, they make quality products anyway. This is just another fine example.
Absolutely. And I'm not a heavy guy for CAO in my rotation of cigars, but this is one of the cigars that, you know, I definitely recommend. You guys going out on a nice road run, pick up a few, hand them out to your pals. Any ladies out there that are looking for a starter cigar, this is a good one to go for. Final note on this cigar, I would give this a 3.9, if not a 4. Highly recommended. Definitely give it a shot. Aaron, you got a number for me?
I'd give it a... I agree. Your 3.9 is great. It definitely is going to hit a medium-bodied palate. So someone looking for a real full-bodied, yeah, they might not like this as much. But someone that's just getting into the cigar world, maybe trying to expand their palate a little bit, this is definitely one to give it a shot.
I agree with you, brother. I absolutely agree with you. And, dude, thank you so much for chiming in.
Yes, thank you
absolutely.
Both.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for your
guys have a great night.
Well, wait, Aaron, don't hang up just yet. I want to know how the toy run went over the weekend in Kansas.
Thank you for posting the link.
Sure.
And I saw you guys had one too. We had over 1,900 bikers in the parade itself, which
fabulous.
Within about Baseball Diamond 2, one of our venues out north of Wichita City called Hartman Arena, probably about an 8-9 mile ride. Bikes were still leaving the Baseball Diamond. They blocked off the 81 highway all the way out to this stadium, and people lined the streets.
Wow.
You know, some of us had candy to throw out. The police, the firemen, all along the way. It was great. And I saw another guy that's in some of the groups that I'm in said there were over 6,000 toys collected.
Wow.
So
that was wonderful. When you showed me that picture and then I shared it, I couldn't believe the amount of people. That is so wonderful to see.
Yes.
That hits you in the
heart.
Yeah,
we have a pretty strong community here in the Wichita area in South Central Kansas. So
mm-hmm. That's
great to be a part of.
Thanks, Aaron, and thanks for sharing everything, and thanks for chiming in with Rod on the
yeah, I appreciate
the
it.
Cigar. porn.
Absolutely. Can't wait to do a Christmas one. So,
hey, Aaron, I got a couple of surprises for you coming. PM me your address when you get a chance.
I can do that.
All right, brother.
Aaron, thank you
all
so
right,
much
you
for calling in.
Have a great night.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, you too.
Man, great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Wow.
We got to get Tim Ford to call in one time,
yeah, oh,
too.
Definitely.
Tim Ford is a cigar aficionado
that was
as well.
Definitely some cigar porn there.
Sorry if it took too long.
No, it didn't take too long at all.
Yeah, 15
no.
minutes.
I do like the box. Maybe Dawn can... it's actually really cool. It looks it's metal looking and everything. Flathead, steel horse.
Take the box.
Yeah, take the box. Take my box, please. Yeah. I mean, no. Take
Charlie might not be there, but the box is there.
You know what they
Wait a
say.
Minute. It is wrapped.
It is wrapped.
Oh my God!
It's a wrapped box. Now, where did you bought that online, or does Goodfellas Cigars carry it?
This cigar is in stock at Goodfellas Cigars.
So, wow.
You can go down there at any time, pick it up. We've got a nice line of CAO in stock.
Oof.
And on another note, we just got the Goodfellas line of cigars in.
I want to know when the Mayhem cigars are coming out.
Actually, it's in the works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The Motorcycle Mayhem cigar?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, very nice. So what do you say?
And you see how nice this band is?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take it one step better.
Nice.
So we'll be able to give out cigars to people
when
we're on location.
Cigar. How you doing?
And doing our show live, which we've discussed. So any of you people on the East Coast want Motorcycle Mayhem to appear live and do our show live on Monday nights?
That's right.
Send us an email. Give us a call.
Yep.
We could set it up. We could do a live on location.
And we can come there and do it. We've done it.
We've done it.
A couple times now.
Quite a few.
Yes. And we would love to be in your neck of the woods. Just tell us to come. But anyway.
Well, not too far.
Yeah, really.
We got to save money.
Yeah. We got to get back to work.
Save on the East Coast, on this coast for now.
But we'll do some shout outs.
You can.
You can too.
I could.
Okay, let's start off with David Hayes. Mr. David Hayes.
Fat Daddy
Wrench. I gotta say that. He had a rough week. He had to get rid of that pig.
No, he didn't get rid of it.
No. He sent it to a friendly, non-kill farm.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Laura's baby.
So that pig got up to over 250 pounds, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much bacon that is? I mean...
Dog, Laura is so upset right now. I'm going to smack
Laura's
you silly live
the
on the internet,
right,
man.
I love you, Laura.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Once you name it, you can't eat it.
Oh,
period.
Yeah?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, no.
Sorry. No, don't even go there. This is hard pride. This little pet, when it gets to a certain size,
right.
It's not a house pet anymore.
Right,
sadly.
No.
Even though it is the friendliest thing. I had a friend of mine on Long Island that had a potbelly pig.
Right.
As a pet. And it was better than the dog. It really was.
I'm sure.
It was a great pet. But, if you...
But they did the right thing. They sent it to a non-kill farm.
Going to hang out with other pigs.
Yeah,
yeah,
visit it.
The heart of the house is diminished without the pig.
Oh, sure.
Think about what your house would be like if Johnny was gone.
Right.
She could buy more cats.
Oh, my God.
Just think
about it. I'm going to tell a quick story what happened to us on Saturday. We almost ran over my dog. I almost ran over my dog.
What?
This is the weirdest thing that ever happened. We had to take Simba to the vet, right, for his ears. So we take Dawn's Jeep for that because she has the back seat set up for the dog. And I don't want all that slobby shit going over my car.
Enough in your truck.
No, enough garbage in my truck. So what happened was we go to the vet. She backs into a spot. I go, why don't you go inside, check it out first, and instead of waiting inside where he's going fucking nuts with all the dogs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I'll wait in the car with him and he's ready to go in. We'll bring him in. She gets out of the car, and she walks in. I'm sitting in the passenger seat with Simba here. She comes back to the car, to the back seat, takes him out of the car. The car's running.
Right.
I roll the windows up. I take the key to the ignition. Car starts rolling.
Okay. Huh?
Right?
You were out of gear.
The dog was in front of the car.
Oh,
with her going under the car. I'm in the passenger seat like, what the fuck? We don't know how this happened because the car was in drive. And why didn't it move when she got out of the car? And I couldn't have put it in gear, you know, because you have to put your foot on the brake.
Well, if it was in drive, it's going to go forward.
Exactly. The car didn't move. But for the key out, the car started rolling down the hill. It was fucked up, man. It was scary shit. It was, we really are bottled about it.
You know what? I've heard so many stories with Jeeps.
Yeah.
I don't recommend buying a Jeep anymore.
That was crazy shit. It's like, wow. Why? First of all, if the car's in gear, you can't take the key out of
ignition.
Yeah,
you can't take the key out.
Right? Second of all, to put it in gear from the passenger seat, you got to put the foot in the brake. Can't do that either. So we don't know what happened. And the car just rolled.
I would take it to the dealer now and check it out. Something's not right. Or look for a recall or something.
But poor Simba, she was tying him to the front of the car to wait for me to get out of the car. So he was in the front of the car and started rolling.
And Simba's never going to want to get in that car again.
No, he was all right. He didn't give a shit. He was fine.
He's a big goofball.
Yeah, he's a big goofball, right.
But we like him.
Yeah.
I like the pictures you post. You guys look alike. Seriously, they do. If you go on Johnny's personal page, you should share a couple to the Motorcycle Mayhem.
Well, they will together and do something with that.
They have the same smile, the same drool. Yeah, exactly. Tongues hanging out.
The same
same
skin,
laugh.
Same lunch.
They eat the same foods. Yeah,
like the same dog bones and shit.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
He's crazy. Oh, that dog, man, it's wild. But anyway, I'll continue with Angie Bean. Hello, Angie. I know you're watching, and John Frew and Jane Morris. Again, Jane, if you didn't hear me before, your banner's right there. I got to get in here and hang it up.
Well, before we leave today, we'll hang it up
today before we leave.
This way it's done and we're ready to go.
Kelly Jean Doyle's out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Kip Kotler.
We got Marcello Molina from Springfield, VA.
Is that one of the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Is it?
Springfield.
Yeah.
Springfield.
Yeah, John McDonald shared the Red Wolf's freaking Homer Simpson video.
Red Wolf.
Right? Oh, shit, you did it.
Red Wolf.
Stop doing that.
Hey,
he's
Red Wolf.
Stealing his shtick.
If to answer your question, I do believe it was a Fuente Opus X.
A what?
Red's asking, what cigar did Bill use on Monica?
Oh.
Rumor has it was a Fuente Opus X.
Oh, my God.
Who cares? I wouldn't smoke it after.
I wouldn't even smell it after. What's that? Do you smell skunk?
I don't know. I can't smell anymore. Years of abuse.
Oh my God.
No, it's good. So Chris Callen, he's trying to get a safe place to pull over and give us a buzz in.
We're here. We're not going nowhere.
No, I know.
No.
But there's a couple events going on this weekend, so if you guys check our page, we've been sharing events that are happening around. Right. There's a huge party going on Saturday the 11th. There's also, which I found out too, because of Veterans Day, which I totally feel it should be all year round and just not on one day. But for those veterans that are active service and retired, a lot of the local food chains and a couple other places
doing
free meals. I posted something earlier. I don't know if it was seen or not, but if you just do Veterans Day freebies in Google search,
what?
And actually there is one website that other than the free stuff, there's other things available.
Okay.
Services, housing, help, charity organizations that they share it around for the veterans because, without them, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we're doing now. So.
And I just want to make a quick note, and I apologize to all my veteran friends and all the veterans out there. I'm mandatorily ordered to go to work. Believe me, I don't want to go to work. I want to be home and celebrating the work and what you've done for all of us. I'm not happy with the fact that they're actually working on a holiday that you guys deserve. So that's just my take right now. I'm really upset about that.
Interesting.
Okay, well, because it falls, the holiday falls on a Saturday, they are mandatory. The government agencies have to close the Friday before. So my bank is closed on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never close. So.
But they're open on Saturday. So it just depends. Like I know some people do it Monday so people can have a 3-day weekend. That's also a selfish reason to do it. but depending on when the holiday falls. So I know, go out and vote tomorrow in our area anyway. If
and vote no to the convention.
What? Don't tell people what to vote for. Well, because there's two sides to every story.
Well, free steaks.
Yeah, well, yeah. The Constitution Convention is something that everybody should be aware of. Yes. Check it out.
They should be aware of. Every 20 years in New York State, they vote to change the Constitution. But what keeps slipping out all the time is true information and misinformation. So know what you're voting for. Don't get your political advice on Facebook, on social media. Actually, look it up.
Yeah,
just look it up.
Please.
Because what'll happen with the Constitutional Convention, if you want to, if you, since we're going that route anyway, whether you vote for it or you don't for it, it allows for New York State to change the Constitution. People are freaking out in service jobs, in union jobs, and everything else, that their pensions are going to be taken away from them, that they're going to lose their retirement benefits. And there are others that say, well, because it's federally mandated, you'll never lose a pension that you already have. So do some fact-finding, find out what it actually is, and vote the way you see fit, and not by what somebody tells you to do. So just do your homework.
Right.
And vote accordingly.
I'm voting for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. That's
yes, that's right.
Yeah, go vote for them.
Fuck everything else. Vote for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Vote for us. The hell for the highways. Just vote for us.
Exactly. We want to win. So Chris should be calling in any minute now.
Yes, it's like we're hanging on bated breath here because the poor guy is not like overworked enough. But
I know it.
We spoke about strip club choppers
and strip club choppers East also
and East right and Motorcycle Mike Esquire, who's also one of our sponsors. Also, too, coming up in December is the Jacob Javits Progressive International Motorcycle Show. Yes. That is happening December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, okay. And on that weekend, December 3rd. Is your benefit for Jim Tanisi.
Yep.
That is also happening. If you've been watching and following the show, he had a kidney donated to him from another one of our close friends, Deb, mm-hmm. who is probably home listening to the show right now. You better be, bitch, or I'm going to choke you.
There you go.
No, I love her. No, she's good. The Progressive International Motorcycle Tour is actually earlier in the year in December for New York. Usually it's later in the year. One time it was twice in 1 year. They had it in the beginning in January and then in December. So it's how the tour goes. But I believe Chris from Cycle Source Magazine is actually going to be there and a few other people that we know and love, a few builders and stuff and, you know. Oh, and George from Chaos Cycles also built a motorcycle for Daytona Bike Week 2018. And I think as we speak right now, that bike is getting ready to be shipped and packaged and shipped off to Daytona. So Daytona can officially announce their raffle bike for the 2018.
I'm going to win this time.
And I know the guy that built it.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to win it.
But you got to pay for it, this one. Oh. You buy the raffle tickets. The money goes to Daytona.
Is that the one they usually have in the clear trailer?
I don't know. Whichever one that Daytona Chamber of Commerce raffles off every year. The official Daytona raffle bike. That one.
Oh, it's probably the one that's in the trailer all the time.
Yeah, well, Chris will probably have more information.
Yeah, all right.
He knows all that stuff. I don't, you know.
So
I just buy a ticket.
Yep, buy a ticket. You never know. Yeah. You can be the next one.
You got to be in it to win it.
That's right. And again, I know I started talking about them before, but the Village Idiot in Patchogue, New York, 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, their food is freaking amazing. Their steak tidbits, everything. And their breakfast is just so good as well. I said, I went there for breakfast yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday morning. And it was delicious. The pancakes are like that fat.
Uh-huh.
That fat. Check them out.
How fat is it?
They're that fat. So or you can go on the Village Idiot Pub, Long Island. No, Village Idiot Long Island Pub.com.
It says it on the shirt. You can read it right on the shirt.
Oh, the Village Idiot Pub, Long Island.com. Check them out.
And speaking of shirts, Our Motorcycle Mayhem store is almost ready to launch from Shane, our buddies over at CNS Design.
Yeah.
We're going to have different designs, and hopefully we'll be able to get winter caps and things like that. But you'll go to CAND, spelled out, A-N-D-S, apparel.com. And for your giveaway shirts, for all your events and things like that, they start at $3.95 a T-shirt. I think you have the minimum order is 6 dozen. But, hey, give the guy a call. I'm going to read it backwards, 631-448-7312. Or go to cnsapparel.com online and then look for the Motorcycle Mayhem store soon to be coming.
Excellent.
And then if anybody wants a shirt right now while we have them, they can private message me on Facebook with their email address. Yep. I'll send you an invoice via our official business account through PayPal. And we can ship you a couple of shirts.
And none of us are wearing any, are we?
No, I forgot to put a shirt on. That's why I'm wearing my jacket.
Really? You forgot to put a shirt on?
Yeah, I ain't wearing nothing. No, I'm joking. You a bunch of horn dogs. You really are. I'm disgusting. Margaret could be topless under the jacket that's up to her neck, and they're still looking to see if anything's popping out.
Look, David Hayes fell off his bar stool.
Oh, well. That's a... On David Hayes' account?
Not mine.
I don't know. On whose account?
No, on his account.
Oh, David Hayes' Facebook jail.
Oh, Psycho Sauce.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
You said that so professional. That was awesome.
Don't you love it?
Isn't he a pro, Chris?
How's the crew?
We're good. How are you, man? You've been working your butt off all weekend.
Oh, you know what? It was so good, though, and, like, packed up last night late after an insane rally and put 1,000 miles on today. I'm somewhere in New Mexico, half a voice and running out of gas. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Running out of gas.
But you have your enclosed vehicle, right, that you can pull over to a safe area and rest when you can, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Wow.
So,
I'm feeling bad for me. I'm on the road. It's good.
Okay. And are you heading back home?
No, actually, I'm heading to the West Coast. We're going to go spend some time with Paco and start the IMS shows. I got IMS Long Beach on the weekend of the 17th.
That's right. Awesome. So are you doing the whole entire tour also for the IMS shows?
Yeah. It's pretty neat. A couple years ago, we started this thing called Greasy Gears Garage. And it's, you know, we get a bunch of our friends in the industry, builders and, you know, parts manufacturers and stuff. And they come up on a stage and we shoot the whole thing out Facebook Live. And they teach people how to make stuff, you know, and how to weld, how to bend pipe, build frames. You know, it's pretty cool. So IMS has asked us to come to all 7 cities this year. So we're going to do the whole tour with them.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an interesting thing to do, man. Definitely sounds awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's...
No, it definitely sounds good. So now, you were in Galveston, Texas, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
And about how
but
many...
But I got to tell you, like, they said this year it set a record. And this was from Department of Transportation, you know, and they based that all off of traffic volume and, you know, hotels and all that, but they said it was close or at 500,000 people. And I mean, this rally is one of the best kept secrets in the motorcycle industry, because people just, I mean, they call it, they sort of refer to it as Texas's Sturgis, you know.
Wow.
And then, like, for only a 4-day rally, the amount of stuff that gets packed into that and the entire island, like they take over that whole island of Galveston from tip to top, just madness with motorcycles. The Strand is ridiculous, 3 deep on each side of the street and only enough room to go down the middle with one bike at a time for 14 blocks, man.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot. I have a friend of mine that actually had just relocated from New York to Texas. And he was blown away. He was absolutely blown away.
I can imagine. Wow.
Well, we had, you know, I've been going down there a good 6 or 7 years now. I've been going down. We throw a bike show and we hold a ride and we do rodeo games and stuff as part of the whole show. But every year I try to talk to all my builder buddies. I'm like, listen, man, I said, you don't understand. Like, this thing's as big as Sturgis. You got to get down here. And they're always like, yeah, because by November, everybody's tired. You know, everybody's broke. Everybody's tired. Everybody's ready for, you know, get their projects going and spend the winter months getting ready for the next season. But, man, this is like, I finally, this year, I got this thing we put together this year called In Motion. And I talked 14 of my buddies from all around the country, builders, to come down there to do this show called In Motion. And it blew their minds. The first night that it was busy, I mean, good and busy, was Friday. And, man, like, just watching their faces and seeing when all 400,000 or 500,000 of them people was in the streets, it blew their minds.
Hmm. Wow.
Now, a couple of the guys, all of the buddies that you did they volunteer or did you volunteer them to do the In Motion motorcycle display and meet all these builders? Or was it a collaborative effort?
They volunteered. I did it on an invitational basis. So this is basically the thing. It was some of the best builders going now in the custom motorcycle game. Guys like Jeff Cochran and Bill Dodge and Will Ramsey, Donnie Luce, you know, Ryan Gore, Magic Mike, like, you know, Kiwi Mike Thomas, just really, really top of their game guys. And, you know, I had talked to them over a number of years, and we were talking about the fact that, like, there was a real separation starting to happen between, you know, the riding, functioning motorcycle that's fun, and that's where, like, the real enjoyment of all this goes. And then this whole other side of things that was starting to happen that, you know, people were losing faith in the fact that something that, you know, is so beautiful as a you know, hand-built custom motorcycle, they don't believe that they run anymore because so many of these shows today have let their standards slip, you know. And I mean, for us and for our magazine, you know, we won't even shoot a bike for a feature unless it's a rider, because that's the whole point of it, you know. So the builders were kind of down for it. We made a deal where, you know, it was a $10,000 first prize, but it all started on Thursday, and we took a 45-mile ride. So every bike to be eligible to begin with had to take that 45-mile ride, nice, or else they were ineligible for the money.
Right.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And that just proves your point that the beautiful bikes can be ridden, and it's not just eye candy. Just like that Twisted
listen,
T
I mean,
chopper.
It sounds like clown shoes, right? Like, it, you know, you wouldn't think that, you know, make it a stipulation that the motorcycle has to run should be that big of a deal in a bike show. But I guess, like, in the world today,
it's come to that.
Wow.
No, it has. So you also, which me and Johnny were very depressed about, announced live on the air, and we shared that for
you,
too. Why are you
guys the only ones depressed?
Well, because you need a motorcycle license. So with that bike, you announced the Twisted T Chopper, right? Live on the air. Now, I couldn't really hear the other people on the phone.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to announce now, or do you have to do an official?
I am, yeah. No. I can say it. We called them from stage, and I did the best I could to, like, you know, let them share in the craziness, because we were right on the main stage in the middle of all the, you know, the main street in Lone Star Rally, and their names are Denise and Joel Roberts.
Nice.
And they're from South Dakota. And, it's such a good story, too, man, because you always hope when you do something like this. We worked so hard on that motorcycle. We drove it all over the country with us, and you always hope that the person that ends up with it is not just going to, you know, in a month have it on eBay and, like,
right,
not really care about it. And, you know, they're in a situation with a child with, you know, special needs. And, you know, they were in a place where he actually had to sell his motorcycle to take care of the family and stuff. So, you know, it was just a really, really good story.
That's a great, and I'm sure we're going to be reading about it, right, in Cyclocross.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
with the whole deal. So
absolutely.
I love feel good stories like that. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So now, how much did let's go back to the In Motion when you announced the winner of the $10,000 check? That's because that's what those builders got, right? The winner got.
Yeah, one winner only, and they got $10,000.
And you want to say who that is, even though probably half the people know already, but I'll let you say it.
Yeah, it was Donnie Luce of Don's Garage, and a lot of people out there will remember him for his days with Sucker Punch Sally. He and another one of the builders that was there too, Jeff Cochran, who now builds under the trademark Speed King. But Donnie had a just absolutely beautiful shovel head, and I mean, like, when you talk about the detail, like even his motor components, like where the cylinders met the cases, they were sculpted together so that it all flowed together. You know, there were no hard edges. Mm-mm. It was just he left no stone unturned with that motorcycle. And I mean, this is probably one of the most fair judging systems that we could even think of too, because we did a 20-40-40 system where it was 20% of the vote was the builders themselves did a peer-based system. 40% were five industry judges like, you know, Dave Pierwitz and Jay Allen and Doug from Sick Boy and guys that we invited in to do this, Bob Kay. And then 40% more were guys that we invited down that were members of the trade. So these were like machine shop operators, fabricators, and welders that could look at how the bike was built, and based on its own merit, they could judge it.
Wow.
You know, so
well, you got
it. So it was, you know, really critiquing really those guys. Yeah. So it wasn't that's a good way of doing it. And, you know, and I saw the pictures of the motorcycle too. The shovel head was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful. And I remember Sucker Punch Sally. I'm going to go back because getting off of this topic, the first time I met you, and it was very brief, was Biketoberfest of 2008 in the Limp Nicky lot with Sucker Punch.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and it was raining that day, and Beaner was jumping in puddles, and people were soaking wet, and you guys were all hanging out under the tents and back and forth. I'm trying to take pictures. Yeah. It's my first time going down there solo, covering it for another magazine, but I met everybody down there. It was great.
I remember that so well. I remember that was the year that that Warren Lane, Billy's brother, won our best of show at the Limp Nicky lot. Remember that whole year was nuts, man.
It was crazy. It was crazy. But you know what? I had so much fun. It was a blast.
Those days with the Limp Nicky lot, I can't believe someone didn't get killed, or one of us isn't still in jail, because it was madness. I mean, none of us were really doing any of this for any kind of business or anything. It was just a bunch of guys that were absolutely buck wild, and we were all broke ass chopper kids and stuff. So the whole reason that thing got started was we just band together and we figured, hey, rather than us all paying all this ridiculous rent and stuff, we'll go to a spot. It was way down south, away from Main Street. And we were like, we'll just go down there and hang out. And if nothing else, if we don't do any business, we at least like hanging out with each other, you know? So, and then it rolled. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was great. And I was like going through the pictures and I'm like, oh, there's Chris. Oh, there's Chris. Oh, there's Beaner. There's this one. There's that one. There's the mud puddle. And there's one guy that he had a motorcycle. It was like eclectically put together from every part, bottle cap, glass bottle, can, rusted thing. I don't even know what it was, but I was like, oh my God. I said, and I think that was the same year at Broken Spoke too. Jay Allen had the invitational like for the best builders of the year or something, and Pierwitz was down there, you know. Jay Allen, of course. Obviously it was my first experience doing that down there, and I had so much fun. So
that must have been an awesome time, you know.
So
Daytona, even you know, back in those days, and that wasn't like back in the day, like some of the older guys talk about. But even in those days, man, like the shit that we pulled then, like, you know, it's a much more subdued rally today. You know,
yeah, it's boring.
We get down there, boy. I can remember one time with the Limp Nicky lot, and a bar on Main Street that I will let remain nameless.
Uh huh.
2 years in a row, we got thrown out of the same bar.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mean like 40 of us got thrown out at once, man.
Whoa.
And not 1 year, but the dude calls us up the next year, and he says, yeah, bring the guys and come back. And I'm like, no, man, you threw us out. Like, it's not going to go good. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. same deal.
Get out.
Just get out.
More police than I ever saw in my life came into that bar.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I'm gonna get some DeBudo.
So now, you started that Psychosaur survey, right? Dix, can you explain to everybody? Now, that's like ending like the end of the month, right? Pretty much, for voting?
Yeah, actually, the voting will be open for like another week.
Okay.
But this is, it's just something that we do, you know, like I feel like, sort of your job as a publication is to mark pieces of history, and like every year is an opportunity to stop and take a look around and say, okay, what did we do? You know, so once a year we do an issue called the Year in Review, and we just look back at, you know, who did what achievements were made, what were the great parts, who passed away, who did we lose, you know, where are we at, you know, and just pay attention to the time in life. So in conjunction with that, we do a number of awards. I think it's like 16 or something, where we do, you know, best man a motorcycle and woman motorcycle and best new motorcycle, best part. And we let our readers decide that, you know, so the whole thing starts off with, I ask a bunch of people from the industry to make nominations, and then we let the readers vote for a couple of weeks, and then we give out awards for it.
It's super cool that you do that. And, you know, and it's great that you do that and let your readers know that you appreciate their involvement in what you're doing. So it's not always all about, it's about everybody, and they get a say in it.
And I
think that's great.
Fantastic.
None of this is about us, man. I mean, and you know, the most important thing, and like, this is what we're really, really honored that CycleSource, like, we came up with this idea. God, I think it was maybe 2005 was the first year that we did it. And, Nobody was doing a year in review issue like this. And I think it's really important. And maybe it's, I'm getting a little bit older and stuff, but just taking that time and looking back and saying, you know, this was 2017, man. What was it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's more than just one long party or, you know, hopping from town to town or anything like that. A lot of this stuff is only going to happen this one time ever, you know?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're putting it in the books, for a review to go back, because I know I've gone through a couple of your year in review issues, and that's, I will say, you know, other than the other issues in the magazine, your year in review is actually a wonderful thing for people to pick up and read and to save, you know what I mean? It's a keepsake at that point, so we don't forget what happened. It's a way to look back. Because the internet, as we all know, is not all that reliable, hence the rebroadcasting of our interview again.
Yep.
But I spoke to a certain photographer, little old Mark V there, over the weekend, and apparently you have a new nickname for me.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
I don't know. Mark V told me.
Sticky?
No. Nobody asked you. I'm talking to Chris here now. Apparently.
He's a dick.
I know. Apparently, you called me something. Now, I don't know if it was you or if it was him, and he's just kind of like throwing you under the bus. But I'm honored either way, because like I said earlier, we were talking about, I actually listened to that person's show. I don't know if you do or not.
Oh man, I love what you guys are doing. I am. I'm one of your biggest fans. I think this is awesome.
Thank you.
Really do.
Thank you. Mark, you're one of ours.
Mark is a dick. That's the next phone call I'm going to make. It's Mark's house.
I know. I'm doing. I told him I was going to say it over the air. I wasn't going to say what the nickname was. I was just going to talk to Chris and say that somebody told me. So I will thank you for the new nickname, and that can be, you know, between you and me. I will answer to that if you call me that.
And listen, I mean, look, you're a DJ from New York City.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It wasn't hard for me to It wasn't hard for me to make that association.
Thank you. No, you know, the dark hair, the nose, the Jew thing, you know, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Robin, you know.
And your voice and everything. Your voice and everything is like, it just struck me one day. I was like, man, no wonder why she's killing it with this stuff.
I'll tell everybody. You want me to tell everybody? I'll tell you. Is it all right? Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right. So, yeah. So he calls me Little Howard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got the nose.
I know.
And the Jew thing.
And the Jew thing. Yeah. I got it down,
now,
man.
Now everybody that's listening is going to call me a dick.
No. I actually take that as a compliment because other than last week I've missed, but I listened all the Howard Stern, you know, because the boyfriend, he records everything, but we listened to it. It was Cocktoberfest.
Wait a second.
How could you not listen to Howard Stern during Cocktoberfest?
Chris, you're not calling me Robin, are you?
We might be.
Right, no. Would it be better for you to be Robin or Fred?
Yeah, right? I'd rather be Fred.
You could be Fred.
Right? I'd rather be Jackie.
No, Jackie's no longer with that show. He's gone. No, but I appreciate that. So, but you and Heather are wonderful, and
yes,
we
yes.
want to thank you again so much, and thank the industry people that actually set out and started this whole survey together. We are just floored by where this show has progressed with support from people like you in the industry and our fans and everybody that listens. And we love you for it. And
thank you.
Can't wait for the next for BMR 2018.
Yeah. No. Why? That
you know, this
sucked.
This is stuff we talk about all the time, like, you know, in between ourselves. But everybody listening, you know, this is the reason why we all spend all this time helping each other and doing all this stuff together, is because this is a family. Like the motorcycle industry, our part of it is so very, very small and so very susceptible to the changes of economics and generations. And like, you know, somebody's putting an effort into something. It's 90% passion based and probably 10% economic based. So support them, people, you know. People like you guys, people like us doing the magazine, mm-hmm. people putting on events and stuff. Support people doing that stuff, man, because they're not, you know, they're not all out there doing this just because it's a get-rich-quick scheme. Trust mm-hmm. me, because
no.
that shit ain't happening in motorcycling today.
No. No. Agreed. Yeah. Believe me, we know. Agreed.
Yeah.
We agreed for sure. But listen, I don't want to keep you. I know you got stuff you have to do, and we're going to be wrapping up too here. But enjoy the IMS tour. Enjoy Long Beach, California. I will see you in New York.
I hope to see you guys, because right after this, we're going to be in New York. So I hope we get to spend some time together.
Oh, we will.
Yes, no doubt.
For sure. I know, even though it's going to be a working weekend for everyone, we'll definitely the after parties on Saturday night are great. Always have fun in New York City after the show is done. So, yeah, we'll definitely. And then we can maybe we should do a practical joke for Mark V since he's going to be there. We should set him up.
Yes.
We should do. You yes. and I will talk. He won't know. He's that brain dead.
Dude, we should set up a photo shoot and tell him that we got like some sexy hot supermodel, like somebody super famous that uh-huh. we're gonna have at this studio location,
and Johnny comes out.
No, I was gonna say
in like in a speedo.
In a speedo.
I was gonna say a ratchet small person.
That'll be good. No, that'll be good. So totally, he will not expect it, and then I'll be there with the camera, and you can Facebook Live his reaction. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we're gonna do that
because
he doesn't listen to the show, so that's fine. Which I'll bust his chops about. But yeah, we're gonna set him up good.
Oh yeah,
I love you.
Johnny on a bike and a speedo.
Oh yeah. I have lipstick on and everything.
We'll get Jackie to help. She'll love this one.
Oh, Jackie will love it for sure. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Chris, thank you for calling the show. We have your banner proudly behind us that we always do every week.
The one we stole.
He gave it to me.
No,
you
we stole.
You guys are the best.
I know. Thank you
we'll
so
put it
much.
Back sometime.
Hey.
Yes?
Is that one of the ones from BMR this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
see what it says at the very bottom in the super fine print?
Where? What part of it? Oh, can you see
somewhere
it?
On all the banners from Big Mountain Run this year, I put fine print that said, "Attention, scoundrel. Please leave this banner until the very end of the event."
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think... Wait, until the very end of the event. No, it's not. It might... No, I don't know if it's on this one. I think this was the good, the one you didn't put on, but I did see that
no,
on the
no,
poster.
No, no, yeah, no. Well, actually, I took this one down because you gave me the screw gun. I take it down.
Yeah, the, this is the one that was facing into the
racetrack.
It was
hanging
track.
On the cabin.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the poster
That's
ones.
That's funny, though,
that,
man.
That was on the bathroom
on the bathrooms.
Wall.
That is great.
I saw that. That was a good thing to say. Wait till after the event to steal it.
We wanted to steal it, too.
But anyway, we'll let you go because we're falling asleep here, too. And we will see you in a few weeks
yes.
in New York City.
Right on. So
excellent.
Good to talk to you guys, man.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Safe
have
travels.
A great night. Best to Heather.
Take care now.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Right.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Wow, that was an awesome phone call.
What a great...
Yes, we are family, so we are. We're passionate about this. He's passionate about what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He knows firsthand what it's like. You know, living hand to mouth, doing something that you believe in. And for those folks that stuck with us for the second part, we appreciate it. Again, we are not in control of the internet at all.
No.
At all.
No.
So, but we thank you very
everybody
much.
Everybody was sharing. It was doing great.
We appreciate it.
And they decided to take us down. So we lost the first half. But you know what?
No, we lost a couple of minutes. No, not even. No, we're good. We're good. That's why we tell everybody go to the website and listen to the...
Through Mixler.
Because we never lose that when we go live. Are you getting ready for whatever you're getting ready for?
Yeah. Yes, I am. So, we all have to say goodbye now.
Thank you, because...
Goodbye.
I'm hungry, and I'm tired.
I'm both. So, see you guys next week. Maybe.
Always a pleasure to have fun with you guys.
Thank you for sticking into the show.
And I'd like to say, love you guys.
Yeah, Johnny's pushing buttons. They're not fucking working.
Hold on.
Johnny, push your own buttons.
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty.
Can you do it from your phone?
I can just do it. All right, I'll sing it. How's that sound?
No.
Right, hold on. It's not 10 o'clock yet.
I know. You got 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes.
So I got 3 minutes. I got 3 minutes to do
and
this.
For 3 minutes, everybody.